That sofa? He'll wrap it around himself, so to speak. Boy, that's a nice lot of mass in that sofa. And then he'll suddenly think of some other things that have good mass, and he'll sort of wrap those around himself. And he'll get through his wrapping facsimiles and duplicates that he's making, rather, with planets around himself. And he just starts wrapping everything around himself. And, well, if you could just sit there, and he'll more or less run automatically this way. He'll eventually sort of hang Christmas tree ornaments or something on himself, and he'll begin to feel real proud, and he'll begin to feel sort of like he amounts to something, and so on. You can start this one running, and it just runs that way. Of course, very often you get this person who can't have. So that's why we boost him along with his havingness process. If he just can't have, he can't even have the sofa. Well, that's because havingness has become painful to him too often, you see. So, what's this then? How do you do this? Well, we enter this at the first echelon. He has to be able to be things. Right? If he can be things, he can have things. And hence all this matter about beings. He can't have things which he's chosen out as his enemy. That person who has chosen the whole universe out as his enemy is in terrible condition, isn't he? Then the whole universe will start caving in on him, and he'll start to wind up more or less as a piece of universe and nothing more. All right, so let's remedy this right now with these processes. We're going into beingness and heading toward havingness. Okay. Right away now, let's get the count up a number of things you can't possibly be. Things you can't be. Some more things you can't be. And now some things somebody else can't be. Get a specific person and get some things he can't be or she can't be. Now, when I say things, I mean objects. More objects this person can't be. Now, get somebody else and another person, and the first person, the things that he won't let the other person be. Okay, you got some now? Now let's get some things you won't let somebody else be. Some things you won't let somebody else be. Some more things you won't let somebody else be. Now let's get somebody else and the things this other person won't let you be. All right, now let's get one object that won't let you be it.
yet another object that just will not let you be it. What is it? An object that wouldn't let you be it. Some more objects now that wouldn't let you be it. All right, now let's get some objects you won't let be other objects. And now some objects you wouldn't want changed. Okay. All right, now you've got some kind of an inkling of beingness. Now let's get a very specific one. What's your chronic somatic? I'll just pick it out. Anything that worries you chronically. Anything that worries you chronically, you know. Been around for a while, been upsetting to you. It might even be an absence of something. I ran into a freak here the other day that didn't have any faith. This worried him a great deal. And he couldn't possibly figure out how to be his faith if his faith wasn't there. Well, the way you're... it's rather silly. You see, you'd be no faith. You'd be the nothingness of a faith or the nothingness of a put. You may be worried because something isn't there. It would be the nothingness of it. All right, now pick that out. You got something picked out there. Even if it's just a worry, a pain, a worry, a physical condition, something, you know. All right, now you be it. Just pretend you're it. Now be yourself. Now be it again. Now be yourself. And now be it again. And now be yourself. And now be it again and have its intentions toward you. Now be yourself and have your intentions toward it. Now be it and have its intentions toward you. Now be yourself and have your intentions toward it. Now be it with its intentions toward you. Okay. Anybody crack on a somatic? Nobody in agony yet. You cracked on a somatic. Okay, then. We'll just carry it a little further. Now be it with its intentions toward you. You're not supposed to get one. Be it with its intentions toward you some more. Now just mark up a whole personality as it, with its intentions toward you. Now be yourself. Okay, now be it yourself. Be it yourself. Okay, now if you've got this process all set up automatically, I hold your hat here because we're going to vary it a little bit. Be your chair. and support your body. Now be your body and hold the chair down. Now be the chair and support your body. Now be the body and hold the chair down. Now be the chair and push up real hard against your body. Doing that? Push up real hard. Now get your thoughts as a chair. Now be your body and be very grateful for the chair. And be the chair and be grateful for your body. Now be the floor and hold up the chair. Now be the chair and hold up the body. Now be the body and hold up you. Now be you. Now be the body and hold you up. And now be the chair and hold the body up. And now be the floor and hold the chair up. And now be the ground and hold the floor up. And now be Arizona and hold the ground up. And now be Earth and hold Arizona up. And being Earth, hold the sun in place. Now be the sun and hold the earth in place. While you're being the sun, remember to roar. Now, while you're being the sun, mark up another sun and add it to your mass. And another sun and add it to your mass. And another sun and add it to your mass. And another sun and add it to your mass. And another one and add it to your mass. And another one. And another one. And another one. Now duplicate yourself as the sun and add the duplicate to you. And another one. And again. And again. And again. And again. And again. And again. Well, come on, let's get some more math. Now, there's an awful heavy star at some distance from the sun, the Sirius, and its dumbbell star. Now, make a duplicate of those and add those to your mass as the sun. Make a duplicate of Sirius and add that to you. Now, make some more duplicates and add those to your mass. Some more. 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 Now do this until you're able to pick off and throw away one small sunbeam. Try it out. See if you can throw away a sunbeam. If you can't, add some more mass to yourself. Add more mass till you're willing to throw away one sunbeam. And when you can throw away one sunbeam, throw away some more sunbeams. If you still can't throw away one, why, add some more mass to yourself. Now let's see if you can throw away one of those duplicates you put on. Now throw away several more and then replace them. Throw away some more duplicates and then replace them. Now, let's see if you can't throw away part of Sirius. One duplicate at least. Still can't do this. Just keep on making more duplicates till you can. We're working toward a point where you can throw all these duplicates away with great comfort and ease. Okay, now let's see how much you can get rid of all that mass now, comfortably, pleasantly. Still leave yourself feeling good. Okay, now let's not worry about that math for a moment. And now let's be first. And let the Arizona supporting the ground, and the ground supporting the floor, and be the floor, be your chair, be your body, be you. Be a distance above and behind your body. Any distance, be a distance above and behind your body. Some of you find that easier to do now? Be a distance back. Now, exteriorized or interiorized, go through this same process again. Now, let's do it again. Now, right where you are, mark up a body around you. Your inside, still mark up a body around you and throw it away. All right, now be your own body. Now be the chair under your body. Be the floor. Be earth. And make some duplicates and add them to yourself as earth. Now make some more duplicates. Add them to yourself. And some more. 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 Okay, take one poor one and throw it away. If you can't do it, make some more and throw it away. If you can do it, why, throw a whole bunch of them away. All right, be the floor. Be the chair. Be you. Just skip the body, the chair, and then be you. All right, now be your chronic somatic or your pet hate, whatever you picked out there. Now be yourself. Now be this pet hate. Your mortal soul, the chronic somatic, whatever it is, be it with its intention toward you. I'll be your body. I'll be this chronic condition. I'll be your body. I'll be this condition. Be your body. Be this condition. Be your body. Be this condition. Be your body. The condition you picked up. Your body. The condition, your body. The condition, your body. Now pick another condition. Another something that you have not liked about yourself in the past. I don't care what it is. Now be it. I'll be your body. I'll be this thing. Whatever you picked out there, I'll be your body. I'll be the condition. Be your body. The condition. Be your body. Be the condition. Be your body. Be the condition and have the intentions you suppose it to have against the body. Against you. Now be the body and have the intention toward this condition that the body has. Now be the condition. Now be the body. Be the condition. And be the body. Be the condition that has worried you. Now be the body. Okay. Now let's be your past. Now be your present time. Now be the past. Be present time. Be your past. All of it, totally. Be present time. Be your past. Be present time. Be your past. Be present time. Your past. Present time. Be your past. Be present time. Be your past. Whatever you conceive your past to be, it doesn't matter, be it. I'll be in the present time. your past, be present time. Be the past and present time. Now be the past, be present time. Now be time itself. Now be yourself. Now be time itself. Now be yourself. Now be time itself. Be yourself. 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 Be your future now. Be your past. Be your future. Just be it. It may be in some strange direction. Be your future. Or be your past. Be your future. 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 Be your past. Be your body. Be your past. Be your body. Be your future. Okay. Let's be present now. Somatics pop through and crack off and do a few things. Now, there's something you can't do. I'm sure of that. There's somebody present, and there's something he cannot do. I'm sure of that. You pick out something now you can't do. Got it? Got something you can't do? I don't care how idiotic it is, or how horrible, or how sad, or anything else. There's something you can't do. All right, now let's get something else you can't do. And this time, make it the more serious. If the first one was it, why, that was it. But let's make it the big, serious problem, this big, serious disability, this inability which you have. Now, let's get it now. Serious inability which you have. All right. Now be a thing which can do it. Be something, somebody, somewhere, something that can do it. Now be yourself, unable to do it. Now be this thing that can do it. Now be yourself that can't. Now let's be the thing that can do it. I don't care who you pick up or where or what or an object or anything else. It just doesn't matter. But you be something that can do this thing. Person. Somebody can do it. You be that now. You be that very exclusively. Now get your intentions as this thing which can do it toward you. Now be you that can't do it. Now be this thing that can do it. Now be yourself that can't. Now let's be the thing which can do it. And be yourself that can't. And be the thing which can. Be yourself that can't. And get the enormous difference between you that can't and this thing that can. Now, be the thing that can, get the enormous difference between this creature who can't and yourself that can. Now, be yourself that can't and feel real apathetic about it. Now, be the thing which can and feel very triumphant, able. Now, be yourself that can't and feel even more apathetic. Just crowded on. Oh, woe is me, I can't. You know, real apathetic. Now, be the thing that can and feel even more triumphant. Now, put some band music to it or something. Now, be yourself that can't and feel a little less apathetic about it. Now, be the thing that can and feel a little less triumphant about it. Now, be yourself that can't, and then whatever can, yourself that can't, and whatever can. Now, be whatever can, just like that, and be absolutely certain that you can't. You know, this other person can't. Be real certain, though. Now, you be yourself now, but couldn't, and be absolutely certain that this other thing which you've been being can do it. Tremendously certain. All right, now be the thing that can, and you that can't. Now be the thing, now be you. Now be whatever it was, and be you. Be whatever it was, and be you. Whatever it was, and be you. Whatever it was, and be you. Be whatever it was, and be you. And whatever it was, and be you. And whatever it was, and be you. Okay, mock yourself up so you can. Just mock yourself up as able to do it. And get how false this is. Now get how certain this is. Now get how false this is, you pretending you can do this thing. All right, now get how certain this is that you can do it. Okay. Now let's be yourself. All right, now as yourself, get the idea of what a fraud you are. As a person. And now how convincing you are as a person. Just be convincing right now as a person. Be tremendously convincing as a person. Now get what a fraud you are as a person. Now again, be very convincing and how well you're getting away with it, being a person. All right, now let's just be back a little bit and recognize that you're really a fraud after all. Now, get in there again and get real convincing about what a person you are. Get the idea of just everybody around you being entirely convinced. They're all convinced, you're convinced, everybody's convinced what a person you're being. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. terrific convictions in all directions. And just leave that right there and be something else now, looking at it, saying, what a fraud I am. Now be yourself now with terrific conviction. Now get a terrific outflow that convinces everybody that you're you, that you're there. And start handing out small cards to everybody with your name on them. Now, keeping this mock-up, just go right on doing that action, why, be back of it some little distance and recognize that it's quite fraudulent, actually. And now, as you're wondering, thinking about how fraudulent it is, get the idea, if you wonder if there's any convincing part of it you've left out. You know, there might be some other thing that you might be able to do that people do. You know, people that, it might be, you see, that you're not really being a good mock-up at all as a person. Just wonder if there isn't something else you might do. Now decide if eat fish. Eat raw fish. That's what people do. Now get convinced now. Now dive back in again. Determined to eat raw fish and be convincing. And get everybody else agreeing with you now that that is what we do. Have other people walk up and alp-alp like seals. All right, throw any mock-ups you have their way. Now be yourself there as a body. Very convincing. And everybody standing around being very convinced. Oh boy, tremendously convinced. You're convinced, they're convinced, all hands are convinced. Now keep that conviction and be a little distance from it and sort of look at it and wonder where you couldn't patch it up a bit so it'd even be more convincing. All right, now decide with great certainty that you're a terrible fraud. Decide with great certainty that you've just done a terrible job of it. The people don't act the way you act at all. All right, now be yourself again and decide to just make another run at it. You're going to be a convincing human being now. And you're going to be a convincing body. Get a big determination on it. Now mock yourself up as dead as you can be convincing. Convincingly dead. Mark yourself up convincingly dead. There'll be going to be no doubt in anybody's mind about you being a body. Dead. Mark yourself up there. Now change that mark up around there so that it's really convincingly dead. There's not going to be any doubt in anybody's mind about any life being left in that body. It's going to be real dead. Now throw it away and put another body there, convincingly dead. Throw that one away and put another body there. Very convincingly dead. Oh, tremendously convincingly dead. You know, somebody walked up and said, I wonder whether this is dead or not, whether this was ever alive or not, or something. They'd say, boy, it sure is dead. Whee, that's convincing. I get a whole mob of priests and relatives and so forth standing around this dead body now, being entirely convinced. And get how nice this is. Boy, are they convinced. Throw them all away. All right, mock yourself up again, dead. Throw it away. Mock up yourself again, dead. Throw it away. Now mock up yourself this time, not dead. You know, a no death. Throw it away, and now mock up a never death. And throw it away. And mock up in the future now, 8,200,000 trillion billion years in the future. yourself just as you are right now. Throw it away. Okay. Now mark up yourself way up into the future now, just exactly as you are now. Utterly unchanged. Throw it away. Now, if you can get good markups to this, mark yourself in a railroad track and have a train run over you and have the body stand up unchanged. Now, patch that up until you can actually get a body to stand up after it's been run over. Run it over a few times. If you spoil a few of them, okay. Just let's get a body that can be run over by a train and stand up. Got that? Okay. Throw the mock-up away, whether it's won or lost. And be a train. Now be your body, right where you are. Now be a train. Now be a body. Now be a train. Okay, be your body. Now be very convincing as a body. Very convincing as a body. Okay. Now be some distance back of the body. And mark up a better mass for you than the body has. Be some distance back of the body and mark up a big mass around you. That wasn't successful. Let's just be back of the body, but be into the center of the sun. Big mass. Comfortable? Just be into the center of the sun. Nice big mass. Now be in the body. Now be in the center of the sun. Now be in the body. Now be in the center of the sun. Make you feel prouder to be in the center of the sun? Now be in your body. Now be in the center of the sun. Be in your body. Now be in the center of the sun. Now be in your body. Now be in the center of the sun. Be in your body. Be in the center of the sun. Be in your body. Be in the center of the sun. Find it easier now. Be in the center of the sun. Forget what a nice big mass this is. Heavy, big, solid. And be in your body. Now be in the center of the sun, nice, big, massive body. Boy, that's a big one. Much, much bigger than Earth. Be in the center of it. Now let's examine it closely and let's make sure we are in the center of it. We don't want to be off center. Unbalanced, you know. Let's make sure we are in the center of that sun. Check it over real closely and get approximations. If you're anywhere within couple of hundred miles to the center of it, that's accurate. awfully big, you know. Now, let's just be the whole sun. All right, be your body. Be the sun. Now, be your body. Now, be the sun. Be your body. Be the sun. Be your body. Be the sun. Be your body. Be the sun. As the sun, emanate. Now be your body. Be your body and find out where your feet are. All right, now be in the center of the sun. And find out where its rim is. Get an approximation where its rim is. You know, that. Now let's pat it on top, or reach out and pat it on top, the sun, and say, nice sun. Nice old sun. Good old sun. Now be your body. And be the sun. And be your body. Now, there are much bigger suns in the universe and much heavier ones. So you just pick one out. This sun or others, doesn't matter. And be that sun. And be your body. 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 And be that sun again. And be your body. And be that sun. And be your body. Be that sun. And be your body. Now be your chair. And be your body. And be your chair. And be your body. Be your chair. Be your body. Now be the space above your body. And be your body. Now put a big heavy mass right above your body. Big heavy mass of something. Uranium or spiteroonium or something. Something real, real heavy. Right there, get it held in place. Big mass. Right above your body. Now be it. Now be your body. You get this big heavy mass and make it much heavier now and pull some other masses just like it in on it. So to make it good and heavy. Now be this mass. Be this mass now above the body. Now be the body. Now be the mass above the body. I'll be the body. Be the mass above the body and increase it. Now be the body. Be this mass above the body. And be the body. And the mass above the body. And be the body. Now throw the mask away and get another one just like it and put it around the body as two. Be them both. All right. Give me three people you are not. Give me some people another specific person isn't. Now some people that one person isn't trying to make another person into. And now some people nobody is trying to make you into. And now some people you're not trying to make anybody into. Now give me some objects that you are not. Some object somebody else isn't. All right, now let's list some pains or somatics that you don't have. I mean right in present time, of course. Pains or somatics that you don't have. Now some pains are somatic that another specific person does not have. And some pains are somatic that another person does not think another person has. Now some pains or somatics that somebody does not think you have. And some that you don't think another person has. Okay, now a little bit earlier, we had this beingness, and we used a somatic as an example of this. We used the somatic there. You had to pick out a somatic, and so on. Now you be the cause of it. Just get yourself as the cause of a chronic somatic which you have. Just get yourself as the cause of it. Now flip yourself around as the total effect of it. And now as the cause of it. And now as the total effect of it. And now as the cause of it. And now as the total effect of it. And now as the cause of it. And now as the total effect of it. Now it's the cause of it. And now the total effect of it that didn't cause it. Now the cause of it. Now the total effect of it that didn't cause it. Now the cause of it. Now the total effect of it that didn't cause it. Now be yourself. Be it. Be the session. Be yourself. Be the space of the theater. The space of your body. The space of the theater. The space of your body. The space of the theater. The space of your body. Find the two back anchor points of the room and hold on and don't think.